inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jay Kays, and we are here with Community Comment, and it is presented by Professional Floor Covering, and it is also brought to you in part by McKinstry's. And we're going to start there today because I'm excited to talk to you about the new stuff going on at McKinstry's this week. You can discover the service department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you have a wooden chair that wiggles back and forth, they can re-glue it. They can also fix tables and footstools or other items that have loosened over time. McKinstry's will rewire lamps, plus they can come to your home and repair your lift chairs because they keep all the necessary parts in stock and ready to go. McKinstry's is an authorized service center for all Lazy Boy products. Take advantage of their outstanding free delivery service when you purchase your furniture at McKinstry's. They will help you unpack and inspect your furniture, and they will deliver it for free, and they will place it right in the room where you want it. They also do creative picture framing, and their staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance your artwork as well as your home. Do you need a little help with how to place your furniture in your room? Their design team can help. Discover McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now we will throw it over to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you, Jake. It is time once again for our monthly check-in with all things Washington County with Washington County Executive Josh Showman. Josh, thanks for being with us on Community Comment this morning.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's nice to talk to you again.
A lot to talk about this hour, and not the least of which, a very unique honor for you and your team. We'll get to that in just a bit. But first, I thought we'd spend this first segment talking about the recently passed biennial budget and everything that got accomplished with that document. Josh, summarize that for us, please.
Yeah, so it was a big document and signed early morning hours, I think of July 3rd, if I remember right, right before President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and definitely a compromise budget. It sucks less than the budget that Governor Evers originally proposed, which would have been a 20% increase in spending overall, a $2 billion net increase in taxes, and take us from a surplus to a deficit in one budget. But it has a little bit of a tax decrease in terms of the income tax. And the downside for county government, and frankly, everybody who's on the property tax bill, school districts and towns, villages, and cities, there's not a great deal of relief, and actually pushes a number of likely tax increases that will come to the local level. So for us at the county level, it's made our lives a little bit more difficult, where we have some pretty significant gaps that need to be managed. And here in Washington County, we are working hard at doing that. We'll propose a budget here in the next few weeks that not just balances the budget, but holds property tax collections flat. But I know counties all across the state are really struggling with the lack of reprieve from the state. And I guess that's what happens when you got kind of the back and forth in Madison.
One thing I see that you did accomplish is that you closed a $3 million gap in the 26-27 budget.
Yeah, that's right. So we in Washington County do a biennial budget, and we are in the beginning of that process now. And what we do at the start is, you know, communicate with our legislative branch. We did that last week Wednesday, talked about the $3 million gap that you described. You know, like any business or household, the cost to continue, the keep the lights on and the toilets flushing and the employees paid and happy, every year that goes up about $1.5 million to $1.8 million. But then a number of complicating factors in this particular year, including some pretty significant increases in health insurance costs, a lack of new funding from the state, And then, of course, the inflationary costs we're still feeling from the past 5 years really are putting a strain on our budget. But we sat down with our cabinet and worked really hard to try to mitigate that $3 million increase and propose some budget targets for our departments that, in fact, as I mentioned, keep that property tax collection flat, which, you know, we always start by we lead our budget process by looking out for the taxpayer first. And once again, we were able to accomplish that, at least in the first steps. So my budget will be proposed sometime in August here and then to the county board. But we always try to keep taxpayers first.
In the budget that just recently wrapped up, you mentioned it a bit, but how did the legislature's budget process impact your budget process?
Yeah, so the big thing that counties were working towards through the Wisconsin Counties Association primarily was to have a $70 million investment by the state in funding their court systems. So people may not realize that back in the 1970s, the court systems were reorganized, where every single county has a county courthouse, and inside of the county courthouse, the courts are the state of Wisconsin. So when you're pulled over for speeding, for example, you get a citation. It's the state of Wisconsin versus yourself. And so those state courts have unfortunately been pretty highly underfunded, to the tune of as much as 80% of the cost has been carried by counties and 20% by the state. So we were looking to try and even that out, make it a 50-50 proposition where the state paid half of the cost of running their own court system. They ended up, that was approximately $70 million. They ended up funding about $10 million. So we're a far cry from what is needed to actually have a partnership. And so that puts a lot of strain on every county. While shared revenue was definitely a big positive, the largest increase in a generation, it was good for one budget cycle. And so it's quite disappointing to see that happen and then have a budget pass that, you know, really at every level, but especially school districts, pushes tough decisions down to the local level where you're going to probably see pretty significant property tax increases. So on the whole, I think it's a state budget that basically nobody's happy with.
How will people see that in their day-to-day lives manifest itself? How will people's lives be impacted by these decisions you just mentioned?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, it's government, so it takes time. There's no immediate impact with anything. But I think what you'll start to see come December and January, when property tax bills come out and are due, you're gonna see some pretty substantial increases on the property tax side. Now, fortunately, the Republicans were able to work in some income tax reductions. So when you pay your income tax next April, I think the average savings is going to be a couple hundred dollars. But I think the potential of some significant property tax increases is real. And then at the town, village, city, and county side, because there was no additional revenue and property taxes are still capped, I think you're going to probably see some significant reductions in service levels. And it's been 25 years of this, so how much municipalities can continue to absorb or make cuts that people don't notice, I'm not sure. But it's definitely going to be felt in a bunch of different areas, and unfortunately, pocketbook is probably the foremost.
We're talking to Washington County Executive Josh Shulman about all things affecting people in Washington County. We're going to take a break here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with the date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
Keep your family comfortable and worry-free with Surefire, rated Dodge County's best in heating and air conditioning. This is Tom Schwartz, your favorite home comfort specialist. Whether it's icy winters or hot summers, Surefire has you covered with expert installations, repairs, and 24/7 emergency service. With Surefire, you're guaranteed top-rated technicians, reliable service, and a cozy home all year round. Need financing? We offer flexible options to make it easy. Visit us today at SurefireInc.com to schedule your annual maintenance, our free in-home estimate.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and I'm going to throw it now over to Terry Bell as we are back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about Washington County events, as we do every month, with Josh Shulman, the Washington County Executive. And Josh, I understand in the recently passed budget, some improvements were budgeted for the fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's right. And that's something we've been working on for several months now, and we hope to kick off that project here in the next couple months once we have our county fair done. But, you know, Washington County's got a absolutely beautiful county fairgrounds. I would argue one of the best in the state, and I've been to a lot of them recently, and we're very excited. You know, 25 years ago, now coming up on 26 years ago, we built the new fairgrounds just north of the village of Jackson, right off of Highway 45, and it's been wildly successful. And this is a wonderful opportunity to make an investment and continue to upkeep that beautiful facility and make a couple of nice improvements along the way as well.
What kind of improvements will people notice?
I think a few of the things that they're gonna notice is some improvements to the equestrian complex and the landscaping around the park. You know, you can imagine it's about an 80-acre facility, so there's all kinds of nooks and crannies for where you have, especially over 25 years, some updates you've got to do. But then also just generally a modernization project. You know, the technology that was put in 25 years ago is not quite up to speed with where we're at today. So audiovisual improvements that you'll see and be able to utilize. And then the Farm Bureau Ag Building is going to see a nice update and increase too. And it's not exactly a component of what we're doing here with this particular project, but it's a nice adjacent project working and partnering with the Farm Bureau, which we do with many organizations, the American Legion and several others. So constantly looking to work and improve, and hopefully we'll be able to build on the success of the many years of outstanding fairs here in Washington County.
Right, yeah. Talk to us about, you know, the impact of the fair and the fairgrounds, you know, on just what it adds to quality of life in Washington County.
Yeah, it's really wonderful, and especially since they made that investment 25 years ago with the new facility, it's really become one of the main attractions for tourists here in Washington County. And, you know, you look at, just for example, our lineup for the fair, we've got Foreigner coming in on Friday night. Russell Dickerson and Gabby Barrett will be in on Saturday at our Silver Lining Amphitheater. We've got, even on Thursday night, the up-and-comers from Nashville. We're calling it Nashville Next. And then on Sunday, a Latino band performing. And so, you know, it brings people from all over southeast Wisconsin and sometimes even beyond, and really has an outstanding economic impact for Washington County in general, helping a lot of the local businesses, the hotels, the restaurants, and certainly some additional sales tax for the county and the state. So I think it's a positive all around, and it just shows that kind of investment into the tourism infrastructure of any community can have a long-lasting impact. But you've also got to continue to, with the upkeep and the maintenance, and that's largely what our modernization project is about.
Certainly. What else is going on that in that budget that you passed that you think is really going to benefit people?
Yeah, so we're in the very, very early stages of our budget, but I think one of the things that we're really excited about is the double down investment in our Heart and Homestead initiative. That is the down payment incentive that we've created here in the county in the last 4 years or so. And I've talked about it before, but the short version is it's an incentive that acts as a second mortgage on a home. It's up to 10% of the purchase price, or $20,000, whichever is less. And it can be paid off over time by working here locally in nonprofit organizations, churches, civic groups. For every hour of your time you donate, $25 is deducted from that $20,000. And for every dollar you donate to those groups, 70 cents is deducted. So essentially over 5 years' time, you can have that forgiven, so to speak. And so we're excited to have a permanent funding source in this budget of about $500,000 that'll be allocated every single year. That'll give us enough money for about 25 incentives. But maybe more exciting than that, budget adjacent, if you will, is we have that grant portal, or the incentive portal, I should say, opening up again here July 29th at 10 a.m. So anybody who qualifies for a mortgage can qualify for our program. They simply have to go online to our website, washcowisco.gov, and it'll a couple clicks and it'll take you to where you need to go. But we have about $420,000 available for that incentive program. And so we're hopeful that we'll have 21 new applicants and bring in a few new residents to start their own American dream here in Washington County. So I'm excited for that in our budget. A few other things, if you have time, I'm happy to talk about, but that's one of our major initiatives that we've been working on, and we're excited to continue it.
Yeah, certainly. I got to think that it would be exciting for individuals or families that are maybe just right on the verge of, home ownership being affordable. Affordable housing is a big problem all over Wisconsin, as I imagine it is a concern in Washington County.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know Beaver Dam has done a lot of work on trying to build some homes that are in the little bit more affordable range, and we've been doing the same thing. And, you know, the cool thing about working in county government is everybody tries things just a little bit differently. We're kind of the laboratory of democracy at the state level, and we're very proud of the things that we've been working on in Washington County. And our Next Generation Housing Program has produced just under 225 new homes on our way to 1,000 by 2032, and this down payment incentive has really helped. That's homes of any variety, as long as they're under $420,000, new homes, old homes, doesn't matter. And it has really reinvigorated the market and given people who maybe otherwise wouldn't have a chance a shot at that program as well. So at owning that home, which in my opinion is the essence of the American dream and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What sorts of activities would people be engaged in, to people who qualify for the incentive? What sorts of things might they be doing?
Yeah, there's there's all kinds, and that's what's really neat is we've seen a real resurgence in volunteerism as part of the program, and about 35% or so of our applicants are actually folks who are from out of county looking to move into Washington County. So it's been a great workforce development tool as well. And then to get them not only working in the county and living in the county, but then active in civic groups and building social capital, so to speak, I think is really important. To bring it full circle, we have a lot of our incentive subscribers who are volunteering at things like the county fair. So helping park cars or flip burgers or, you know, pick up trash and those types of things. You know, as you know, in Dodge County, the fair is run by volunteers. So to have a whole new crop of potential volunteers to help out and at the same time earn back that incentive. You know, what I've learned in working through these housing initiatives is, you know, people just want an opportunity. Just give them a shot. They're happy to work hard for it. As a matter of fact, most times they want to work hard for it. They just want the same opportunity at owning that first house and being able to afford it as every generation before. And we're happy to provide the opportunity and let them go after it and earn it and hopefully build some roots here in Washington County while they do it through civic organizations and churches and nonprofits.
That would seem to go, you know, just hand in glove into what homeownership is supposed to be all about, and that's, you know, putting down deep roots in your community.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if you think about the down payment incentive, it's very similar, kind of in the inverse of post-World War II, when those guys and gals who put their lives on the line in World War II came home and had all the new home ownership programs back then. They served their country first and then had the incentive after the fact. This is kind of that in reverse. But America has always been about, you know, working hard. If you work hard and follow the rules, you should be able to chase that American dream and succeed in doing so. And, you know, we want to create the environment to be able to allow for that. In this country, we did it 80 years ago after World War II, and there's no reason we can't do it again. And I think here in Washington County, we're living it and giving folks opportunities, and then they're able to, as you said, build roots in our community and give back, and I think that's what it's all about.
Very quickly, if anyone listening wants to take advantage of that incentive, take part in it, how would they get started?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to our website, washcowisco.gov, washcowisco.gov. And go to the community development section of our website, and there it'll take a few clicks, but you can find more information and sign up. As I mentioned, the deadline is July 29th at 10 a.m. The portal, so to speak, will open up, so you can be there ready to click and get yourself logged in and ready to go. But I'd encourage people to go check it out now and be one click away at 10 a.m. on the 29th of July.
We're talking to Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. We're going to take a quick break for the news and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Washington County's biggest event of the summer is happening July 22nd through the 27th. It's the Washington County Fair presented by Lynch Buick GMC. Nashville Next featuring Chris Lane, Foreigner, and Russell Dickerson headline the Silver Lining Amphitheater. The fun continues with the Paul Bunyan Lumberjacks, thrilling exhibitor competitions, and a Wednesday night feature truck and tractor pool. Get your tickets now at WCFairPark.com. It's all happening at the Washington County Fair from July 22nd through the 27th, where fun take center stage.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to punish Russia with tariffs if there is no deal to end the war in 90 days. The president meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte about more weapons shipments to Ukraine. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with more.
Yesterday, he said, "I'm very disappointed with President Putin." He said he's somebody that talks so beautifully and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like it. We've heard the president ramp up his rhetoric and his frustration against Putin, talking about how frustrated he is that Putin may be standing in the way of a peace deal. He's dangled the idea of more sanctions.
And now the idea of more tariffs. Nine people were killed in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts overnight. Many of the 30 or so who were hospitalized had to be carried down ladders by firefighters because they were immobile. Wildfire at the Grand Canyon's North Rim growing rapidly over the weekend. It destroyed the Grand Canyon Lodge. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. Air quality is once again poor across much of Wisconsin. Shifting weather patterns are once again pushing smoke from Canadian wildfires into Wisconsin. That's lowering air quality and making it hard to breathe. You can keep an eye on conditions online at airquality.wi.gov. University of Wisconsin leaders say they did not take last week's decision to raise tuition lightly. Regents tell upfront they considered the new state budget, inflation, and an expected drop in federal support. Tuition will go up 5% at all schools except Green Bay, which will raise tuition 4%. Congressman Brian Stiles says there are plenty of chances for people on Medicaid to find work. The Janesville Republican tells upfront he sees plenty of open positions in his district. Around 60,000 people in Wisconsin getting Medicaid and Badger Care will now have to find work to keep those benefits under the recently passed Republican tax and spending cut bills. A coalition focused on protecting Wisconsin's lakes from wake-enhanced boating is ready for challenges. The Lakes at Stake Coalition wants to regulate wake boats, which create wakes big enough to surf on. The group says those boats scour lake bottoms and hurt water quality and fish habitat. Wake boat owners are suing local officials in northern Wisconsin to be able to use them. And the Dodge County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for its upcoming Citizen Academy. Classes will be held Wednesday nights from September 10th through December 10th. People taking part will learn about the detention jail, drunk driving enforcement, recreation patrol, crash investigations, active shooters, communications, and more. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
85 today, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies, tonight, lows around 64. Highs around 87, tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Storms likely Wednesday and Thursday, mid-80s, Wednesday, mid-70s, by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 76 degrees.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud train dealer.
Coming up this week on the Damn Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. The MLB All-Star Break is nearly here. We reflect on what happened in the first half. Beaver Dam Post 146 keeps winning as the postseason continues to inch closer. And we welcome on members of the Beaver Dam baseball team for in-studio interviews. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Shop our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, fencing, and timbers. All easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use fence and deck design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, and it is Community Comment. We are back, and it is presented by Professional Floor Covering, Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. You can visit their website at proflr.com. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of those countertops, you can upgrade them in your kitchen or your bathroom with a little help from Professional Floor Covering. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they will help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. And now, without further ado, we will throw to Terry Bell for today's community comment.
Thank you, Jake. We are talking to Washington County Executive Josh Showman. And Josh, I see an item on our agenda today that not only looks like a lot of fun, but it does a lot of good too, and that's the Next 18 Camp. And anyone who loves golf, I think, would be particularly interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, their mission is incredible. And the Next 18 is a nonprofit organization, one of the key partners with the PGA Tour, that supports public safety and military veterans in their road to recovery for mental health and PTSD. And they do some amazing work using golf kind of as a therapy, and then working some other things in too. They're supported by Birdies for the Brave, which is the PGA Tour initiative, and it's really incredible. So we're excited to be partners with them and looking forward to expanding that partnership. The Washington County Golf Course, which is very close to the Dodge County line, is ranked the number one municipal course in Wisconsin. And so we are really excited to be able to host a couple of camps this year. The first one coming up here pretty quick with Next 18. And they will begin that work today. And we're going to have a number of campers that utilize the golf course, and then actually I think I'm going to get a chance to golf with them and check out their work. But we have a few different initiatives in addition to the camp. So if you come out and golf at the Washington County Golf Course, you're allowed to round up for every purchase you make out there to support the outstanding work of Next 18. And then we're actually doing some working on some improvements out at the golf course as well. And the improvements hopefully will help enhance our partnership with Next 18. So really excited to help out with the wellness education for veterans and first responders, and excited to host that camp this week and then another one in August.
Who's taking part in the camp?
So there's a number of veterans and first responders, some of them even from here in Washington County and the immediate area. But the cool thing about Next 18 is, while they are local, they operate at here in Wisconsin, they have golf courses and camps all across the country, everywhere from Hawaii all the way to Boston. So we're excited to be a close working partner with them, looking forward to continuing to expand that partnership and really impact the lives of folks who put their lives on the line for us and help them in their mental wellness journey.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you know, how does golf help in that journey to better mental health?
No, absolutely. That's a really great question, because I think one of the things that's neat about golf is the time in the outdoors, for one, kind of just taking in that fresh air and being one with nature, so to speak. But then also it's a team game, right? You go out and foursomes or twosomes, and really helping to build camaraderie and trust with other people You know, I think one of the coolest things about Next 18 is not only is it you attend the camp as a first responder or a veteran, but then you're a part of an alumni network of people that, that help one another. Very similar to what we talked about earlier with Heart and Homestead, really building those social networks and that that trust, social capital, as I mentioned before, I think is really critical for folks who are in a mental health mental wellness journey. But all of us in general, those trusting relationships are what are help make the world go round. So I think golf's a fun way to do it. But then what's neat about the camps is they also then teach some additional skills like yoga and some breathing exercises and things of that nature that I think really are helpful when you're on your own. And then even more so when you're working together and kind of building relationships and teamwork with people, too.
That makes a lot of sense. Golf is one of those sports that you're actually kind of cheering on your opponents instead of, you know, trying to plot their demise.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You might get a little frustrated with your tee shot, but there's always somebody there to give you a little encouragement and you're kind of working with each other, not against each other.
Yeah, and also, too, with golf, and this is my own personal experience, and I think how it might fit into mental health is, it seems like you can't play golf with a clenched fist and a clenched jaw. You can't play angry. You have to be kind of relaxed and at peace to play well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think being there in nature at the same time, and, you know, you oftentimes see beautiful wildlife or scenic views, especially at a course like Washington County. There's beautiful view of Holy Hill and the whole Kettle Moraine landscape. It really, I think, it helps you get in the right state of mind and calm the nerves a little bit. And hopefully, you have a good day and shoot a birdie or two and feel even better about yourself. So, but even when things are frustrating, you know, having a partner next to you, a battle buddy, is what we used to say in the military. To help you through that, I think that's strong growth, personal growth, and mental growth as well. So lots of positives, and great to be able to partner with Next 18.
And you say the first camp begins today?
It does start today. Yep, it's this week, and then we have another one in August. So we look to build on these two camps this year and have a few more next year and really strengthen that partnership with Next 18 so we can help more and more veterans and first responders.
How can people help out? Is it too late to get in on any sort of helpful role for this event starting today, or do you have to wait for the August one?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing you can do is come to Washington County Golf Course and round up when you play your round. You know, help make a donation. Go to next18.org and contribute there. And certainly if you have veterans that you know or first responders, you know, law enforcement, EMS, fire, and you think they could benefit, check out the website and refer them. We certainly want to help as many veterans and first responders as we can, and it's a neat way to be able to give back and help your fellow neighbor.
We're talking about things happening in Washington County with the Emmy Award-winning Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Time for a break. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Stacey with Slumberland. Celebrate our anniversary sale with 58% off of list prices for 58 years. Check out these amazing deals. This Linden three-piece chaise sectional for only $15.99 made by Ashley Furniture. Or this amazing sofa at only $599. We have bedsteads starting at $349, and we have dining sets starting as little as $399. Amazing Lazy Boy deals for this Lazy Boy Vail Rock Recliner available in two color options. Shop local and save big with us during our anniversary sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment for today's Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. This is Community Comment, and we're talking with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. And we were talking earlier about the county fair happening next week, and something pretty exciting, pretty cool is going to be happening, and that is that Washington County, you'll be picking up your second Emmy Award during the fair.
Yes, yes, very exciting. On Saturday, I think it's 6 p.m., before Russell Dickerson and Gabby Barrett get up on stage and perform at the Silver Lining Amphitheater, we'll get my second Emmy Award. So I am the executive producer of a program called Uniquely Wisconsin, which is a partnership with Discover Wisconsin, or Discover Media Works is the parent company, and it's an association with the Wisconsin Counties Association, and we have counties, about five counties every year that participate in Uniquely Wisconsin, and the stories are about the people behind the places in Wisconsin. So many people are familiar with Discover Wisconsin, which tells about the places, the head beds and water slides kind of thing. Uniquely Wisconsin is a behind the scenes and about all the amazing people in our state and what they do to make those places so special. So we won our first Emmy last year with a really exciting production about a farm up in Marathon County called Stony Acres. It is pretty cool. You should go check it out sometime. And then just this year, this past fall, we received our second Emmy in two seasons. This one was about Kenosha and the Field of Dreams. They call it the All-American Girls Pro Baseball League from 80 years ago. So if you think of the Tom Hanks movie, it's very, very similar to that. So A League of Their Own was the movie he was in, and this is the real-life story. So you can go check it out on YouTube, Kenosha Field of Dreams, and we won our second Emmy Award with it. So very excited to receive that.
It's nice to see that All-American Girls Pro Baseball League getting the recognition. A lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for it, even though I think it was under most people's radar until that movie came out some time ago. But I don't know, did you learn anything about the Kenosha team and that whole league during the process of that production?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. So what's cool about it, obviously, in the last decade or so, we've really put great emphasis on the greatest generation, and all we have to be thankful for the service and sacrifice that they lived through, both in the military and otherwise. And you know, this is kind of just a different twist on the same thing. So to see the ladies who were part of the pro baseball league 80 years ago tell their stories and still rifle fastballs to this very day was really kind of neat. And you know, you think of all the people that had the different parts that they played that contributed to the war effort, and you know, keeping everybody's spirits high, and the Pro Baseball League, Girls Pro Baseball League, was just one example of that. So you know, it's really, really heartfelt stories, but there's so many of them that we've done now as part of Uniquely Wisconsin that are very much the same. it really is encouraging, warms the heart, and just reminds you of how many great people there are in this wonderful state of ours.
And you can actually watch that production on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to YouTube and Google Discover Wisconsin or Uniquely Wisconsin. Go to Discover Wisconsin's page, and you'll find all of those videos there. And there's some really neat ones in there, in addition to the Kenosha one. But if you look at Kenosha Field of Dreams and Marathon Stony Acres Farm, you're going to see two Emmy Award-winning productions that I was proud to be a part of.
Any future Uniquely Wisconsin projects you can talk to us about today?
Oh, yeah. So we are now into our fourth season that we're working on and trying to get some counties signed up for the fifth. We're excited to hopefully have Dodge County in the next couple of years. I'm twisting your arms, guys. but I'm looking forward to here in Washington County, we are participating actually for the third time. And what I'm most excited about is a story that we're going to have forthcoming about volunteer firefighters. And, you know, so many communities across this state have lived on volunteer fire. That is how we keep our community safe. And it's getting harder and harder to find those volunteers and keep those volunteer departments going. But this story tells kind of an insider look at some of our local departments here in Washington County, but the spirit of volunteerism really that goes all across Wisconsin and frankly America. I'm really excited to have that one come out. God willing, we'll be up for a third Emmy Award, but better than that, we'll tell the stories of people who are making positive impact every single day and doing it not for the money, not for the glory, but for the betterment of the community. And that's what makes Wisconsin great, and it's what makes America great.
It seems to be you're shining the spotlight on other places around Wisconsin besides Washington County, even though you're involved. I guess that just goes to show that what benefits one benefits all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think this whole project, Uniquely Wisconsin, started right after 2020 during COVID when, you know, everything was doom and gloom and people got forgotten. We were shutting things down and having all these mandates and all these things. And, you know, my idea was to have a program that could lift people up and remind us about all the good things that there are in Wisconsin, not just the places, but the people and the culture. And we've been able to tell, you know, dozens of stories at this point, and we're excited for dozens more to come in the years ahead. I always tell people it's not my state, it's not the state of the legislature or the governor, it's our state, and we together create the vision for the future, and we can do that together, and that's what Uniquely Wisconsin is all about, lifting other people up and showing the best that is Wisconsin and I believe the best that is America.
I'm really interested in that. How did you and your group, did you approach Discover Wisconsin about this Uniquely Wisconsin idea?
Yeah, I give these guys grief all the time. So Discover Media Works was going around right after COVID. You remember there was all the federal dollars that started to come in all kinds of different ways. And, you know, they were selling their goods and asking counties to buy large package to promote their individual county, the heads, beds, and water slides that I talked about before. And, you know, they were big ticket items. It was very expensive. And so I contacted the counties association and said, you know, I really like what these guys are talking about, but a lot of counties don't have that kind of money. So could we all partner together and get a bigger bang for our buck by buying in bulk, so to speak? And they got me a meeting with the Discover Wisconsin team. We sat down, and I said, you know, instead of talking about heads, beds, and water slides, we should really talk about the people, especially during COVID. Like, people have been just beaten down. Let's lift them up. And so one thing led to another, and, you know, it started off, we were talking about the things that make individual corners of the state unique, and then it kind of turned into, let's talk about individual people and then the culture. And it's really been awesome to be able to tell these these stories that kind of go untold. So even big places like Ishnala Supper Club in Sauk County, where, you know, everybody knows about Ishnala, but what they don't know is the people who work behind the scenes that keep that place hustling and bustling, and dozens of stories like that one. So I'm just really thrilled to be a part of it and to see that, you know, a small idea that I had has turned into so much benefit for so many people and lifting them up, and it's working really well, and we expect it to work for decades to come. So we'll tell dozens and hundreds of more stories and do what we do best, and that's lift the people of Wisconsin up.
And once again, you'll be picking up that Emmy at the Washington County Fair, which is next week, starts, I believe, on Tuesday the 22nd. Any opportunities you'd like to take now to give the fair another plug?
Yeah, absolutely. So I heard the ad on your station here just a few minutes ago, so that's great. But I will be receiving the second Emmy Saturday the 26th of July at 6 o'clock. It's down by the Silver Lining Amphitheater stage right before Gabby Barrett and Russell Dickerson take the stage. And then afterwards, we'll have both of our Emmys there, so you can come and get a picture with the Emmy and get a picture with me, and maybe we'll sneak a few pictures in of some other special guests. So invite everybody to come on down, enjoy the fair, enjoy the concerts, get a picture with that Emmy, and come over here to Washington County where your neighbors love you and would love to see you.
And I suppose people who love horses would be especially interested in seeing the newly refurbished equestrian area.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be gorgeous, and you can always stop by and see a bunch of the kids doing their thing with little pride for the animals they're showing too. We'd love to give them all some encouragement too,
and some musical acts too. If you want to come down for the evening for that.
Yeah, that's right. So in addition to Russell Dickerson and Gabby Barrett on Saturday, we have Foreigner on Friday night. On Thursday night, there's going to be kind of what we call Nashville Next. So this is kind of the up-and-coming artists from down in Nashville, so we're excited to have them on Thursday. And then on Sunday, for the Latino crowd, there's a Latino band performance, so we're excited to have them on the Sunday the 27th, Estrella Music Group at 1:30, and then Banda Nueva Jolly Science, hopefully I pronounced that right, but looking forward to having them as well, and inviting a new crowd to the fair. Hopefully you can build on that in years to come, too.
Josh Shulman is Washington County Executive. Josh, it's been an hour well spent. Thank you for joining us on Community Comments.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great summer, everybody.
You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.